It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State education officials are deciding how to spend more than $2 billion in federal funds to help reverse academic learning loss during the pandemic. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Since the pandemic began, the money has arrived in different pots, each with different restrictions and deadlines. State education officials told a committee of lawmakers this week that schools are considering implementing a host of programs, including high-impact tutoring programs for children this summer. Senator Rachel Zenzinger says there are concerns about how to spend the funds.
My greatest fear is that this is so much money, and what we really need to do with it, we can't.
The money is one-time funding. She and education officials said what schools really need is the ability to hire more highly trained long-term teachers. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Commerce City nonprofit has won a portion of pollution penalties from Suncor Energy, which operates Colorado's only oil and gas refinery. CPR Sam Brash reports the group plans to build an air monitoring network.
Olga Gonzalez directs Cultivando, a nonprofit supporting the Latino community around the refinery. She says the plan will help hold Suncor accountable.
Many in our community don't have trust over the monitoring that has happened by the state or by Suncor. So this really makes them feel like they are getting reliable information.
The money comes after Suncor agreed to a $9 million settlement for air pollution violations. The state set aside about a quarter of that for community projects. The fine money will also fund proposals to protect land for affordable housing and plant trees in North Denver. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
25 miles of the Colorado River through Grand Junction and 16 miles of the Gunnison River in Delta County are newly designated critical habitat for a rare songbird. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
The western yellow-billed cuckoo is known for its white marking and long tail. It migrates from Central and South America up into the U.S. where it seeks out breeding grounds, often following river corridors. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service designated the bird's habitat in Colorado and surrounding states to help protect the species, which has been on the endangered list since 2014. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.